Sean, Donegal hoping to bounce back after last weekend's defeat to Kildare when you face the Derry tomorrow.
Yeah, looking to bounce back. It's great to have a game so soon after a defeat. We probably put in a pretty strong performance last week against Kildare for about 65 minutes or so. And then I suppose the last 5 minutes plus stoppage time, we were probably a bit out on our feet, and I suppose that's when Kildare kind of did the damage, got the goal and tagged on a couple of points. So it's great for us to get another tough assignment tomorrow and right a few mistakes that we made last week in the closing stages and try and get 2 points on the board.
Yeah, was that down to maybe levels of fitness or maybe just Kildare's greater experience, greater superiority?
Probably a bit of both, Tom. To be honest, it's probably one of the highest intensity games I've ever played in anyway. I suppose their know-how of playing at that level for a long time probably got them over the line in the end up, whereas I suppose we were probably a couple of passes here and there not going to hand, and then maybe they kind of starting to tire towards the end, that kind of them gaps started to open up, and I suppose that's where experience told on their behalf and they were able to dig out the vital scores that got them over the line. But I suppose that's what playing at this level is all about, taking learnings from defeats like that. I suppose moral victories for us at this stage, our day's gone by, they're not going to put 2 points on the board, so for us it's about trying to get 2 points tomorrow and trying to put a few things right from last week.
And I suppose facing a Derry side, first of all, that are under new management, went down last week and got a good result, and also I suppose a Derry side who will have memories, or certainly some of them anyway, of a certain defeat in O'Donnell Park last year as well.
Yeah, I mean, Derry hurling's always very strong. I know their panel seems to fluctuate year by year, but it takes a brave strong team to go up to Down and get a win. So we're under no illusions of what kind of task we face tomorrow, especially going up into Ballon the Screen, where it's going to be a tough assignment, probably going to be a heavy pitch. It's going to take a lot of heart to kind of get through the game. I know they're going to be hurting after getting a 10-point defeat to us last year. So, I mean, they're going to be out to get one over us from last year. So it's going to be another tough day out, and it's going to take a lot of heart and a lot of willpower right to the very end to get 2 points.
You had much work done this week with the weather and everything. It's certainly against us.
It was difficult. Now we had to change around training there now, and we managed to get an indoor hall there. But the weather doesn't make things easy. But I suppose when you've got such a short turnaround, there's not an awful lot you can do midweek anyway. So it's just about getting the body right and getting the touch sharp and talking a few things out and trying to get everybody clear on what we want to do against Derry at the weekend. So, yeah, the weather wasn't ideal, but it hasn't affected us too much, thank God. We're fairly confident going into tomorrow.
I know you're short a couple of guys for one reason or another. I think, is it Marty Callaghan picked up a knock, did he? So, obviously, one or two positions to be filled.
Yeah, we picked up another couple of knocks. I suppose we've lost a few men this year, but the panel's very strong. We've got a huge amount of talent coming into the squad this year, a lot of lads coming through. Training's been really, really high standard. The intensity's been really, really good. The stick work's been really, really good. So, it doesn't really matter who steps in there. It's giving them a chance. That's what the panel's for, I suppose. And I've no doubt that whoever comes in into them positions will do a strong job. We've seen Connor Park coming in last week for his debut. Was brilliant. He got a huge amount of turnovers for us. So I'm sure whoever comes in tomorrow will do the same, and that's what a panel's all about, especially at this level.
Yeah, I suppose obviously every point is going to be fought for. So you're really, if to survive, and obviously that's the stated target, and maybe with the same comfort as you did last year, you need to get at least a point out of tomorrow's game.
Yeah, that's it. Every day you go out, you're trying to get the 2 points. Hurling's, especially at the higher levels you go, it's anybody can beat anybody. So you don't take anything for granted. You go out and you try your best for that 70 minutes and you try and get 2 points on the board. It can swing any way on any given day. So, for us, it's just about giving everything, trying to stick to the game plan, trying to, not make any mistakes and trying to just put in such a huge effort to try and get us over the line tomorrow. 2 points will go a long way to keeping us up tomorrow. And once we do that, if we can get safety kind of secure early on, we can see what happens from there. But getting points on the board tomorrow are vital for us.
And of course, we mentioned earlier that obviously Derry will be out to avenge last year's defeat. Equally, I'm sure Donegal will be out to prove that it was no flash in the pan, that it was no one-off situation.
Well, that's it, yeah. It's about backing it up now, and I suppose there's no better place to go on the road up into Derry and get the win and kind of say, look, you know, them ones we got last year weren't a flash in the pan. You know, we've worked hard. We've been building a squad for a long period of time. There's been a lot of work going into hurling and Donegal, and we don't want to be just seen as a flash in the pan. We want to go up and back up our wins from last year and push on and not take a step back. We want to push on again. So that's a big incentive for us, is to go up into Derry and come away with 2 points. It would be absolutely massive for I suppose our confidence, but also it would make people stand up and take notice of Donegal hurling a bit, you know.